Hello, listeners, Brother Trucker Book Club, Graham Bradley, etc. End of March report. How's it going? We're coming down to the end of the first quarter of 2019. When I sat down at the end of 2018 and started planning things out for the year, I broke down my goals into monthly chunks. And one thing that I wrote down for every single month was to recommit to doing this podcast. I did my very first episode on, I think I aired it on New Year's Eve, and announced what the podcast was, what it was going to be all about. And I kind of expected that I would start out strong and then maybe fizzle out or lose interest like a lot of other projects that I take on. But I've come to find that it scratches the same itch that blogging used to scratch back when I was a more successful blogger. But blogging largely has gone the way of the dodo. It would require all of you busy people to sit down at your computer or stare at your phone and ignore any of the other many pressing things you have going on in your life, whereas podcasting allows me to deliver content to you while you're doing literally anything else at the same time. So as this first quarter wraps up, I discovered that I don't really have to force myself to recommit to it because I enjoy doing it. And I'm really grateful for the dedicated quadrant of the small but growing audience of this podcast. Those of you who have reached out with suggestions or good comments or even book recommendations. Hey, Christian. Hey, Blake. Thanks to all of you. And on that note, I wanted to make a special announcement before I get into the books that I read for March, and that is that we are going to expand the content of this podcast. I don't want to do any more book recommendation episodes per week than I am already doing. On average, I'm giving you four books or four book series to look into, and that's got to be a lot to keep up with. It's a high volume for me to be recommending, but I don't mind doing it because I know that not all of you are going to want to read every single book that I recommend. I'm trying to show, like, not just showcase the breadth of what I read, but reach a lot of different people with the different suggestions that I make. But I will be expanding from 2 episodes to 3 episodes a week, and the third episode will be trucker stories. I want to kind of go a little bit more into the trucker side of Brother Trucker Book Club, mainly because some of the stories that I have are fun adventures that I took part in the various jobs that I've had in the last 6 years of being a commercial truck driver, and the rest of it is just information that would be useful for anybody who's considering it as a part-time or a short time stretch, a short career, or maybe a supplement to what you're already doing. There are ups and downs to it, plenty of good and bad. Maybe it will fit your life. Maybe it will fit your life for a couple of years. Maybe it'll be a good stopgap. I don't know. But we'll be doing a weekly episode that is about actually trucking. It'll start out with how I got into it, and then we'll go into the various aspects of the lifestyle in general and my particular experience with it. So look forward to that starting in April, starting this coming Friday. As for the end of March report, I read, let me do the math here, 14 books in the month of March. As I've said in the last 2 end of month reports, my goal was to actually pare back the amount of reading that I am doing in 2019 compared to 2018, but there are a couple of qualifiers on why this number is so high. I was originally planning to read maybe 4 or 5 books per month with a couple of extras thrown in here and there that were on audio. So far, I've been reading at least 9 per month, and the volume is higher on this one, but there's some asterisks. There are some asterisks. First of all, a lot of these are graphic novels, comics and stuff that are, you know, 80 to 100 pages and not really heavy on words anyway. You know, so they are still books that, you know, I can read in 45 minutes to an hour. They're not these big, long 400, 500 page, whether they're novels or science fiction or nonfiction or what have you. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is some of the audiobooks that I listened to were, you know, 4 or 5 hours long. They weren't that long. And the final qualifier is that I just went back to work last week. I was out for medical reasons for about a month, And so I picked up a lot of reading at the end of February and the beginning of March because of that. So here are the titles that I read. A graphic novel called Jawbreakers by Richard C. Meyer. Kind of a demented superhero story written in the style of 90s action films. Pretty fun. Atomic Robo and the Flying She-Devils of the Pacific. Atomic Robo is a graphic novel series that I absolutely love. This is the 7th volume in the series. 5 of them have been really, really great. One of them was a little bit of a slowdown. This one was about a mix of both, but I'll do an entire episode of Atomic Robo reviews. It definitely earned it. Another illustrated book called Low Riders in Space, which was kind of for kids. My friend Stacy recommended it to me because she's working with the illustrator of that book on a book of her own. She's an editor for a press out in New York. So I picked up a copy of this to read with my kids, and yeah, the art was kind of a throwback to 50s and 60s cartoons almost, but the style was, you know, it was about this motley crew of people that were trying to build a low rider to enter into a contest so that you could win money to open their own garage. And it ends with some actual historical tidbits about low rider culture in Southern California, how it started and what it's turned into. So pretty neat. Fame, Fate, and the First Kiss by Kacey West. That's her most recent teen romance that came out. If you go back to the mid-February episodes with my wife, we talked about her books in general, and that one was completely on par with the rest of them. Good, fun read. Didn't disappoint. The Unstoppable Arsenal by a guy whose last name I just put down here is Haskell. The second in a series about superheroes. Superhero novels are gaining in popularity, especially with Marvel and their movies over the last 10 years. This isn't a Marvel series, but there's a lot of similarities to it, so I'll do a full series review of that in a future episode. Predator's Gold by Philip Reeve. That's the sequel to the Mortal Engines book. I reviewed that one a couple of weeks ago. Sakura by Zach Hill. Rough Stone Rolling by Richard Lyman Bushman. That is a biography about Joseph Smith, the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Permission Society by Tim Sandifer, did a review of that one. North by Scott and Jenny Jurek, reviewed that one. Sovereign by Jeff Hirsch, that was kind of billed as a Hatchet meets The Martian, which really all that it did to meet that qualification was that it was about a kid who was stranded on another planet. Thinking Like an Economist by Randall Bartlett. So that book was actually, if you've heard of a series called The Great Courses, there's this company that goes around finding professors in different fields and, you know, has them do a book and a series of lectures on a given subject. The Great Courses themselves, if you're buying the CDs or the DVDs of them, are kind of pricey, but I found out that my local library has them, and yours might too, so I checked out a couple of those. I'm currently working my way through one on the history of Spain. This one was about applying economic principles to, you know, everyday life, and there was a lot to be gained from that, and I think it's the kind of thing that economics is sort of the great equalizer, regardless of what your cultural background is, or your politics, or your personal philosophy, or your values. Econ is kind of the thing that unites us all because, hey, we all need resources, we all got to survive, and this talks about how to make the most of what we have. So it was pretty fascinating. I learned a lot from it. Another book called The Illustrated History of the Rat Rod. Rat rods are a specific type of hot rod. There's a Rat Rod magazine, the editors of that put this together. Interesting book about a hot rod subculture. Arena Mode by Blake Northcott. You might remember that I talked about her book, The North Valley Grimoire, earlier this year. This was an interesting one, kind of a Hunger Games with superpowers. Bit of a light read, but a fun one. And then the last one that I finished is This Side of Wild by Gary Paulsen. Another nonfiction of his, just talking about life experiences that he's had. A 5-star read. I'm a little bit biased toward Gary Paulsen just because I love his work, but this is a really great book, and I'll give it a treatment in a future episode. At the time of this recording, the other two books that I'm reading are Dawn of the Iron Dragon by Rob Cruzy. I'll review that series because this is the second in a series. And The Sun Over Breda by Arturo Perez Reverte, who's a Spanish author. This is the third in a Spanish historical series, which I'm saving the rundown of that for an episode about Spanish literature, which will be quite a lot of fun to do. So I'll finish this one, and I'll be covering a couple of books from there on out. I'm still reading those ones, and I expect to have them finished sometime this week. Like I said, I did go back to work, and things are picking up again, so got that on my plate, and just trying to make sure that I'm taking care of the important stuff before I worry about checking any more books off of my list. But we've got a great second quarter of the year coming up. I'm very excited for what's to come. I'm really happy with what I've accomplished already with regard to this podcast. I hope you guys are finding good books to read. And if you've read any of the books that we've talked about here on the pod, drop me a line. Let me know what you thought of it. Dreadpennies@gmail.com. Until then, this is your driver, Graham Bradley, signing off. Y'all drive safe. I will see you out there.